Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Do you see I am dressed for the occasion? This is my new podcast attire.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, it's so not fair. You came home looking so fly, so fresh, yeah. So clean.
I'm on my extended lunch break. I shot one scene this morning. One line.
What was your line? Oh, I guess I can't.
No. That's you'll know the line in September.
Okay, cool. I'll circle back.
Yeah, so then I go back at... I have to leave here at like 12:15, be back there at 12:30 because my scenes are at the end of the day. So sometimes that happens. We call that getting burned, by Chandler Massey. But you only get burned like maybe four times a year where you're up first and last.
Okay.
So that was that. But anyway, okay. So yeah, I'm home on break and I was like, let's do a podcast. We had the Oscars yesterday. There's a lot to talk about. So we're really excited. I got my coffee. I waited to drink my coffee till
where
now.
Where is my coffee, sir?
We can share. Yeah, just drink on your side. Don't we're not going to share the same side of the cup.
Get the lipstick everywhere.
No, I'm kidding. You're the only person I'd ever share with. I don't share with anybody else.
Well, I feel so
like putting my mouth on something. Right. I mean, I'm a giver and a sharer. But when it comes to sipping off of, oh, can I have a sip of that? No.
No. Oh, well, we're weird about that.
Yeah. So it is what it is. But
because of germs. Speaking of germs.
Good segue. Speaking of germs. Oh, it actually is a good segue.
It's a great segue.
I thought you were just kidding.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Speaking of germs and immunity, today's podcast is sponsored by Bees. Beekeepers Naturals.
Correct.
The S is at the end. It's Naturals. Beekeepers Naturals.
There you go.
And we've got the throat spray right here, the propolis throat spray. It promotes immunity, gives you a little boost.
Yep.
You're feeling a little scratchiness coming on. Give a little
spray. They're like reinventing the medicine cabinet, which I love, with really clean, great staples, such as the propolis spray. So they have been so kind, and they gave us a code for 15% off Freddie Alyssa at checkout at BeekeepersNaturals with an S.com.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of different products there, too, that you can look around. But we always like to feature this little throat spray because it's really cool and awesome. And I just love how everything's going in a way of natural.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in how we can have natural ways to... you know, remedy some of these things.
Of course.
So it's really cool. But yeah, Beekeepers Naturals, thank you so much for your support of the podcast. And you have a great product, great products. And you can all check them out at beekeepersnaturals.com and use Freddie Alyssa for a 15% discount at checkout. So we're keeping people healthy.
We are fighting those germs.
fighting them. We're almost through the winter. You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of when people are...
people get sick.
Yeah, so I'm trying to keep my distance. But I also like to give myself, like if I go to the grocery store, I know you like to wipe down the whole,
I do.
Grocery cart handle.
Crazy.
But sometimes I think it's good to have some germs so that your body stays strong.
I know that would be the argument, but I'm crazy. I don't like germs.
Yeah.
A little OCD, probably.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. I like wipe down my phone twice a day. Anytime I leave the house, look at your phone and it stresses me out.
Yeah, you don't like mine. You don't even touch my phone.
No, I won't touch anyone's because I'm like, I know most people don't clean their phone. I don't know. Most people take their phone in the bathroom, keep it on like the table.
Yeah. It's good for you.
The counter, if you're like ordering something.
It's good for you.
I can't. Oh my God, it stresses me out.
I actually stopped washing my hands before eating a lot too, like in the past few years.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Good. I mean, you know, knock on wood, I got sick once in the past 5 years.
You know, so. Gary Vee says he doesn't wash his hands.
Well, he doesn't even wash them after the bathroom. That's disgusting.
Okay, that's sick.
I'm not a monster. Come on, Gary. I, of course, wash my hands after if I take out the trash or pick up dog poop or I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands. I wash my hands, but anyway. So what about them Oscars? What about them Oscars? You know, we're also behind on The Bachelor.
Majorly. We still have Wednesdays to watch, which we can watch tonight, but we're going to have a long night of The Bachelor.
And then we have the second episode of McMillions.
McMillions.
Have any of you seen McMillions? Oh my God.
It's pretty insane.
HBO, McMillions, that the Monopoly game was rigged for years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it was McDonald's fault. It was the agency they were working with, maybe. But they were rigged. It was all a bunch of family members who kept winning the money.
Yes. And I won't give anything away for people who watch, but it is a wild ride. And the main, what is he, just the FBI?
Oh, yeah. He was part of...
I think it's his name.
Who is it?
I think Detective Doug. I could totally be making that name up.
Yeah, I think it just sounds good.
Detective Doug. I'll let you guys know if I'm
But
correct.
He's a star.
He's a star.
He is so funny. He's got great energy. But yeah, I'd recommend McMillions. Mm-hmm. So we've been watching Curb, McMillions, AGT, The Bachelor, and then we did squeeze in the Oscars last night, which I almost actually was like, let's wait. But it's one of those things you're going to hear all the winners, so you might as well watch it when you can.
I had to talk you into it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, fast forward. Don't worry.
Well, what did you like?
What did I like? I liked so much. Obviously, Parasite was a huge winner. And I wanted to... So the director and writer of it, Bong Joon-ho, guess what else he directed?
What?
Do you remember Snowpiercer?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal film.
Phenomenal.
And I feel like it never got any, like...
Well, he got signed, I think it's to WME after he did that, and that came out. So, like, I think people within the industry were just like, dang, this is really good.
We should rewatch that. It was super dark.
It was very dark, but
it was an interesting, like... It was interesting, kind of how the hierarchy of, like, life works.
Yeah.
And they used the metaphor of the train from the back of the train to the front of the train and just, like, very, very, wow.
I know. And I remember when we watched that movie afterwards, we just looked at each other going, that was so good.
Chris Evans was the lead in that.
Yeah, Tilda Swanson, wasn't it? Octavia Spencer. Like, some big people. And I was kind of looking it up, and they were basically saying all these actors, they're like, when we heard he was doing it, we were on. So I think it's been kind of going around for a while that...
And that was the first Oscar to ever, or best picture that was entirely in subtitles.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's really neat. We haven't watched it.
No, we have to.
And you know what he said in his first Golden Globe speech about, he said something about, it's a great film if you can, like
if
cinema,
you can get past
the, he didn't say it that way, we're butchering his beautiful speech, but he said something about getting past the subtitles in some sense, but I gotta be honest, that's what's been holding me back from watching it.
I know.
Because instead of just watching it, you have to be like...
See, I don't mind subtitles. I know for you, because it's just not your thing, it probably would take you out of it a little bit.
I don't know. I just have to sit closer to the TV.
That too. You can't really see when we sit back. I'm sure, though, once you start watching it, you kind of get used to it, and that's the experience. But, I mean, he... So funny, you know the YouTuber David Dobrik?
Yeah.
He tweeted last night after they won, and he goes, man, I want to be with the Parasite gang. Like, please someone tweet me or DM me their after party address. And someone did. And he did all these stories showing that
he went.
Yeah. And they were like just having the time of their lives because, you know, they won.
Of course.
Huge.
They won everything.
And, you know, going back to Snowpiercer, it's crazy because if you think about it, he had a translator when directing that film. And I even saw him on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Like, because he can speak some English, you know, and he'll try his hardest, but...
And he had someone translate while directing.
Like, isn't that crazy?
That was an incredible film.
I know.
We have to rewatch that. Add that to the list of a million things. Yeah. But yeah, they stole the night, and it's like, just like, I'm like, I wish I would have seen the film to be able to celebrate more. Joaquin Phoenix deserved the Oscar for the Joker.
So you saw it, I didn't. I mean, I'm sure he was amazing. That's all anyone can really say. So good.
Just because you know what it is? It's interesting when you watch a lot of the films, because I don't know how people who are listening or watching us here, it's kind of like if you're a server and you go to a restaurant, it's a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you're a nurse and you go to the doctor or the hospital, it's a different experience because you're like, you understand what it's like on the other side. And the same thing is acting, where we watch them in a little different way. Mm-hmm. We don't just get lost. And there's some films like The Joker that I'm just like, it's just done so well from every aspect.
Right.
And he's just great. And his speech too, you know, it's always interesting to use the platform for a political speech, and I thought it was a great speech. Like to have that kind of pressure in front of that room with tens of millions of people watching, and to be able to not have it written down but perform it in a way and talk from your heart was awesome. But I'm also interested in the evolution of, I can see why people in 1994 would want to use that platform with 10 million people to share their political views, because you didn't have social media. It was your 2 minutes to speak to the world, to use that platform where all eyes are on you. Where now I feel like you can make a video and put it up on YouTube or Instagram, and you can have your political views. You could post a video. If someone like Joaquin Phoenix posted that video of just him somewhere, it would go viral in the realm where people would still see it.
Yeah.
So I'm always interested in, like, that's probably going to be split depending on how you look at it. I don't feel one way or the other. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate of, like, should people bring politics into, because it was also, there was a lot of political stuff, but it's also important. It's just that it's that fine line of how many people are virtue signaling to how many people are speaking from their heart. And there's that, if you can thread the needle perfectly, it works. And I think some people sometimes just tip it a little too much one way or the other. They don't say enough, or they say too much. But I do think there's space for it if you thread the needle perfectly. Yeah. And some do it and some don't. Some things land, some don't. And I think people feel it.
Yeah.
If you're going to take that kind of, like, you know.
Well, because on one note, you got to think, here you are being, you know, given an opportunity to say, hey, you were amazing as an actor, or your performance, or whatever it was, and that's why they're up there. But then also, on the other end of it, they're like, well, this is my moment to be able to reach a bigger audience and really speak my truth and, you know, whatever it is. So I see both sides. I definitely agree with you. It's like that sweet spot. If you can just get it just right.
And also, too, it's like, I guess in another way, if I were to get up there, because, like, with my Emmy, it's not an Oscar, but with my Emmy, I had 20 seconds. It feels like at the Oscars, they give you 3 minutes.
They get 45 seconds.
I think it was a lot. Well, they might talk a little longer.
Brad Pitt.
Or he said, I got 45 seconds. Yeah. But the, but I also feel too, like, what else can you say? Like, if you thank everyone in 10 seconds, and then you're going to say, like, yeah, I'm just really good. I'm glad everyone said. So I guess they're using the platform selflessly to share, rather than talking about how great they are and complimenting everybody else. Like, you can say thank you to all your people in probably 20 seconds. And then you do have that platform to be able to share selflessly something you care about. So I see both sides. Yeah. There's very few things that I'm very, you know,
of course,
hard on, like, this. You know, I get it. Some people it'll turn out well. Others it won't. No, sorry, go ahead.
I love that, you know, I was going to talk just by the, I didn't even say anything, but I found it incredibly interesting because Natalie Portman, she wore this cape that had embroidered on it all these different women directors who she felt should have been nominated. And it was like Honey Boys director, Little Women, like a lot of pretty legit films from what I've heard. And then I looked into it, and do you know that women directors have only been nominated 5 times in 92 years? 5 times, and one, and it was Catherine Bigelow from Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow.
Well, and it's also crazy. It's also interesting, too, because what's the process for the Oscars? That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird to me, and I'm only speaking, I don't know the Oscars, but just from the little I know about the Emmys, at least, the daytime Emmys, is that, yet again, you're still being represented. It is a tedious process. Mm-hmm. First of all, we have to pay. I don't know if they do. I don't know how all that works. Yeah. But if thinking about, you have to pay, like, it's kind of expensive. You then have to sift through all of your work.
Yeah.
Then you have to pick, like, 10, 15 minutes out of the 1,000 hours or whatever the hell it is to showcase. And then you're being judged based on strategy of what you think people are going to like in 15 minutes. It's like, well, what if you just were good for 15 minutes and then weren't that good for 1,000 hours, where there's somebody else who was good for 1,000 hours but just didn't pick the right 15 minutes? It's like, what is all this?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't it voted on differently? And also, is there people in the higher ups that's deliberately being like, we can't nominate women? Or is it a combination of, you know, like, how many women directors are there and how many male directors are there?
Sure.
But also the next level is, are there more male directors because of who's making those decisions on who gets to direct? So there's just so many complex layers of, like, are there 50% men and women who want to direct? at what point does it come down to talent? Does it come down to story? Does it come down to someone being like, I don't want a woman, or I do want a woman?
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
You know, even Tyler Perry, he just goes, I'm not getting my films made. Screw it. If Hollywood doesn't want to accept me, I'll go build my own damn studio. And he went, that's so cool.
So cool.
And what was at the Tyler Perry Studios lately?
Like movies?
There was some sort of like big, like, live from the Tyler Perry studio. Really? Like, I think it was like the, not the Golden Globes, but like something big like that.
Huh.
Like he just, it's like any group that's marginalized. It's so interesting though, to see the stories like Tyler Perry, where he just goes, I'm just going to make my own thing.
I love that.
And, but not all people can do that either. So sure. It's all the details are being ironed out. And I think the pendulum's swinging, and mm-hmm. I think there will be, there will be equality more and more as we're going. It's seeming to progress. I know it's not happening as fast as people want, but I do believe it's going in the right direction.
But any step is in the right direction. Yeah. You know? Any baby step.
And people in Hollywood are getting a little taste. Like, it's so interesting that there's certain friends of ours who I will never say it. Like, they're like, oh yeah, auditioning, it's like being white's tough. I'm like, yeah, that's how everyone else felt for 100 years. Yeah. And now you're not getting parts based on that they want diversity. Now the tables have turned, and you know, I'm like look, 100 years we had the upper hand being white, and now that's become more diverse. I feel it's great.
Of course.
And it's also better. It's like, I love that, because it's going to be sweeter. It's a better representation of story. I love that it's diverse, and I want to be in the mix, baby. Like, I want to, I like the challenge. Like, let's go, you know. So it's all very fascinating stuff.
And the last thing I'll say on fashion, I saw that was so cool, because I could do a whole...
On fashion?
Yeah, because I was talking about Natalie Portman's outfit.
Oh, yeah, we started with the cape, and then I got to marginalized groups and diversity in Hollywood. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we won't go into that much fashion, because the looks were crazy last night. But Elizabeth Banks wore the same gown she wore 16 years ago, and she looked so good.
Oh, wow.
You gotta look it up. I just love that kind of stuff where she's like, I'm just gonna rewear the same thing I wore 16 years ago.
It's hard work and dedication right there.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah, they had Eminem.
Yeah.
Okay, not to keep making this about like politics here, but someone made a good point. Who was the comedian?
Billy Eichner, is that his name?
Yeah, and I love Eminem.
Should I read it verbatim what he said? No, I won't.
Well, essentially, it's like you have, because wasn't the Oscars last year the Kevin Hart controversy?
I think so,
because
yeah.
of a tweet in 2010 that was homophobic.
Yeah.
Eminem drops the F word and R word in pretty much every song.
Stuff, yeah.
And people were like what, like who's making the decisions of that? And what's interesting is everyone loves Eminem. I love his music.
I know.
And. But it's interesting that he, I feel, and I'll have to double check this, so sorry, Eminem, if I'm wrong here, but I wonder if his new album, if he's let up on some of the slurs, or not slurs, but like the rhetoric that you shouldn't be using these days.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause back in the day, it's like, yet again, it's like when you watch an older movie, the things that people used to say in the jokes, and just like, and it was more homophobic than anything.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that has changed, and you could see that if you watch a 2006 movie to a 2020 movie. But even Eminem back in the day, like his lyrics, but I think his lyrics haven't really changed. He still kind of says what he wants. I'm just trying to understand who's writing the rules, and how do you kick Kevin Hart out, but then let Eminem sing.
Especially 18 years later, because basically I'm so curious, and I know everyone, if you look at the audience, people are like confused, but also into it because everyone loves that song. You know, it's such an anthem, like to go work out after, make your dreams come true. And people were just confused. And so I was looking it up, and he won 18 or 17 years ago for Lose Yourself. And he's like, yeah, guys, I finally made it back to the Oscars to finally perform, because I guess he never has gone. I'm like,
so he won for 8 Mile?
Yeah. So that song won. And he's like, I finally made it to perform. So
I just don't know what everyone was feeling. Everyone was jamming.
We were like, great song, but what?
I don't get it. I still can't pinpoint my emotion. I'm like, Eminem. But like, wait a minute. This is 18 years ago. I love your song, but like, you're not the type that does things like this, but you're here, and like, that's cool. And then, dude, everyone was like.
If you look at the reactions, it's the funniest thing in the world. And then Martin Scorsese they panned him. He's just like,
what? Can we get on to the best picture, please? Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think that was it. The performances were great. Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig were hilarious. Gosh. Will Ferrell, as always, and Julia Dreyfus. But yeah, everything was good. There have been some really good shows lately. Like, yeah. Chris Rock and Steve Martin did a great job. But
there was essentially no host.
No. And you don't really, I guess, need it anymore. It's like, just
move along. They had the opening monologues with them.
Yeah. So that'll be really good. And then lastly, on the whole controversy department, since we've had a talking about election controversy today. Did you see that commercial? I know you referenced it. Did you watch it?
So it's for Frida Mom, and it was an ad that ABC and the Oscars did not put through.
So it was supposed to air during the Oscars?
Yeah, and let me read you why they said that they did not. Basically, they said it was too graphic with partial nudity and product demonstration. And that's exactly what you said to me about the product demonstration.
And then before we go a little further, can we describe what the commercial was so people who don't know what we're talking about?
Yes. So basically, Frida Mom sells products to help new moms with personal care after giving birth.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't know what it's like to give birth. And being a woman, too, when I first watched this ad, I was like, huh, what's going on? I almost felt like I was.
So, but yet again, it was the, what would you call that? Was the ad about a product that you wear, like underwear?
I thought it was like to personal care. I'm assuming it's cleaning yourself. Because, okay, it's an ad you won't see at this year's Oscars. A tired, disheveled mom wakes up in the middle of the night, hobbies out of bed in mesh underwear and a giant pad, and attempts to do the once natural thing that is now so painful to her, go to the bathroom. Her difficulty and discomfort getting up and down are obvious. The sound of her crying baby is in the background as she hobbies gingerly, wincing audibly at particularly painful movements. So that's what the commercial was. And I think Frida Mom sells the personal care products. So I'm assuming once you give birth, there's a lot of stuff you need to aid in feeling okay down there. And you know, I mean, you can't just give birth, right?
But yet again, though, the reason that you don't know about it as a woman is because they don't advertise it. But is it, I think, because I didn't watch the whole commercial. Oh, I just saw the woman get out of bed, and I just felt, and I agree with them, she pulls down her underwear and sits on the toilet, and you see that. Yeah. Like, they don't show anything like private, but it's enough that I was like, this just seems a little.
I felt like I was invading her privacy though.
Yeah, they could have done, like, when you do like a toilet paper commercial or a tampon commercial, I'm aware of like toilet paper, what it's used for, and I'm aware of what tampons are used for, but it never shows a human pulling down their pants sitting on the toilet or anything like that. They find a way of, like, you're dancing in a field with flowers, going
mainstream
tampons. You can play tennis. It's a girl hitting you get it.
Yeah.
But with that, it was super graphic, and I'm just wondering what the point of showing.
Well,
that.
It's just so interesting because you can look at this on two different sides, where we've been used to being shown these different commercials through like an escapism way. You know, most people who are watching TV or watching the Oscars, they're looking for that escapism. They want to see something that isn't their life. That's why we look at all entertainment, books, magazines, whatever. And with commercials, we don't really see this raw and gritty stuff because they don't want us to. That's not usually, I guess, how you sell a product. You know, you want to make someone feel good. But on the same note, it's like, I don't even know much about this. Granted, I never gave birth, so I wasn't in the market for that, but there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen because of the way that they show us products and show us different situations and scenarios. So, like, not saying it's right or wrong, you know, we're always growing and evolving and they might end up showing us stuff, but I just felt like I was invading her privacy and I just felt it was a interesting take on showing us something.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of moms are probably like, because I've even seen a lot of my friends, they're like, this is the greatest thing. They should have shown this because their moms, they understand what that's like. And so it would have been nice for them to be able to sympathize and understand like that. Like, I've gone through that. But
yeah.
Is that the platform? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, you know, the thing of like, and I think it was just a creative choice of what they were showing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't even watch the whole thing because within 15 seconds, I was just like, I don't know where this is going. But So I don't know if commercials are for, you know, are for, you know, the, you know, I don't know. That's why I love commenting on this and talking about it out loud, just to get people's feedback as well, because I think we all need to talk about this kind of stuff and figure out where do we all meet? Like, where's the ebb and flow of all this? Yeah. Because now with content being everywhere, now we all have a voice. And what do people do with all of this? What do we do with all the attention? What do we do with all the abilities to communicate? And that's why I just feel like, what an interesting time that it's getting more and more important to talk things out. And we kind of started the podcast almost 2 years ago, just based on like, we just wanted to chit chat. Mm-hmm. But the more we started getting into like news and politics and current events and everything that's happening, this transformation, I think it's really important to have thoughtful conversations and to not jump to a conclusion.
Yeah.
I think talking out things, sharing what you feel, and then you can, once you have all the facts, if you want to draw a conclusion and say, I stand with this, I'm on this side and here's why, but also understanding the other person's side. Mm-hmm. I think it's really dangerous to go, this is what it is, and not have any empathy for the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. There are people who made that commercial that got greenlit by 1,000 people probably. Mm-hmm. So why did they choose that? That's what I want to hear. Because they might say something, I go, oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. And but then they should be open to say, it was just the first time I ever saw a woman pull down her underwear and sit on a toilet that wasn't in a rated R, like Shameless.
Sure.
Like they always pull it down. Or it's always in those gritty rated R movies, that's where they show like the girl pulling down and take, you know, peeing. It's a little like rated R.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point, because in commercials, you never see R-rated type content. And I think that's what threw me when I saw it, because I go, huh.
Yeah, but it was also done in a different way. Most of the time when a girl's sitting on the toilet, it's not done in like a, like this was in an educational mom, like basically I just don't care if the camera's on, like, I'll, you know, she's going through something. So I just want to hear both sides of it. Like I like hearing like, you know, what it is. And then ABC made the decision to not air it. But it still got more attention probably now because people.
Isn't that interesting? We would have never.
It's like that Peloton commercial. That got pulled, but it got so much press that way.
Yeah.
So weird. The Ryan world we Reynolds. Live in now. Yeah. Hey.
Flipped it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's all going to be, you know, it's just interesting. I think it's just important to talk.
Yeah.
That's what I want to advocate for, because I just feel like we are just always in the middle, you know, and we're also kind of dipping our toe in. On our podcast here of what we want to share.
Yeah.
You know, like we want to be involved in a lot of these really hot topics, but also in a way that our listeners, all of you listening or watching, I hope you can see that we're always coming from a place of trying to understand and not take sides. Like I don't want to be an agenda driven kind of show, but I think the more our audience gets to know us and we start talking this out together and reading comments and getting feedback, and I think people will, we can all kind of like talk it out together and we can learn and
well, because at the end of the day, we're always trying to learn, and that's kind of a big reason that we were interested in the podcast in the first place, because we wanted to learn from different individuals, ourselves, whatever was going on, and it kind of evolved. But you know, we don't sit here and pretend to act like we know everything, because we don't. You know, I shamelessly have no idea. I've never heard of Freedom Mom. I didn't even understand at first what was going on, and I think it's so important to have a space to be able to sit and talk and
learn stuff.
And learn and look at the facts and different opinions and just kind of piece things together, you know, all of us universally.
In a place to get news, you know, it's like we've been going back and forth too about trying to figure out how to share about what's going on, but give a more in-depth dive into it. Like maybe a lot of you haven't heard about any of what we talked about today. And that's a good thing, because you were able to spend 20-30 minutes here and kind of get what's going on rather than having to do your own research.
Sure.
Like we're able to kind of do this as like a hobby / career, where we just want to bring you everything that's curated.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're continuing to learn and grow, and we appreciate all of you, and we'll be back again. I think we're doing another podcast later this week as well. So keep a lookout for that.
Special guest. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. It's a very man,
it's going to be an interesting week.
A very, very interesting week. It's an emotional, interesting week. So as things continue to unfold, we'll be back with filling you in on everything. And but we appreciate you so much, and thanks for all the love too. We've just been getting so much like love, and it just feels so good. And like, we appreciate you, and that's why we want to just keep pumping out content, doing our best to give you valuable information and inspiration and all this cool stuff, because you all deserve it. Like, I can't believe you're hanging with us, and like, it's so nice of you. Like, we
love you guys, and we love hearing from you and chatting in the comments, like, especially with whatever we're talking about. If you have opinions on it or just want to share or shed some light to us, we love it.
However you're feeling about whatever, like, let us know. And connecting. So yeah, comment below, subscribe, like, all that fun stuff, and then we'll be back in a day or two.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one, everyone.
Bye.